somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your need that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Does this sound like you?
Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And surprise, my name isn't Michael. This is Gary Sinclair. I'm your co-host tonight. And I hope we're going to have a good show for you tonight. Let me get to the introductions here, as I am the host tonight. And to my left, because I'm sitting in another chair tonight, to my left is my co-host, the luxurious, the smart Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. No, we are not Michael, and no, I am not Lynn. And as with us, thank goodness, is Chris Shaw. Yay,
hey, Chris! He's behind the glass, and we can't see where the glass is at, but he can see us.
Welcome. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
That was good. That was good.
Is that how Mike do it?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I got you, Mike.
A little louder.
Yeah, you weren't loud enough.
I'm glad you guys are here. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I can tell it's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word.
I hope Michael and Lynn are having a wonderful time at their wedding.
They got married again? Oh, congratulations. No. Hey.
I don't think they got married again, but you know.
Something close to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, before we go any further, we got to take care of business first.
That's right.
Let's do what we know how to do. If Mike was here.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we have a great show for you tonight because Lynn made sure we have a full show, an entertaining show for you. But I think we got some shout-outs to do. I have a few, and then I think Sheila does. I want to give a shout-out to my grandson, Braden. I want to give a shout-out to my son, Wayne, and to Gary up north, and to little Doc, and let's see who else. We have some avid listeners, that are dedicated listeners. And let you say the name, Sheila.
Clifford and Patricia, members of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, and any other members from the GOCB that are listening. And Tanya is in the hospital, so we are wishing you well, Tanya. We are thinking about you.
Very good. Chris, you got anything out there?
Yep, I have a lot. Congratulations going out to my alma mater, Bethune-Cookman University.
on a win on yesterday for homecoming. We had homecoming this
week.
So it's been like mad crazy busy, and I think I just found my head this morning when I woke up out of bed. So I'm doing pretty good. So shout out to each and every last one of you and all of those, all of our listening audience who listen to us each and every week, all the way from California, all the way over to Florida, from Alaska to Hawaii.
Yep.
And all the way over in Dubai.
Absolutely.
Pakistan.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia.
Michel
Vigotti. If I said the name wrong, I apologize.
How was your trip, Chris?
It was great. My wife and I celebrated our 7-year anniversary. Mm. And we had a fantastic time. It was like we got married all over again.
Aw, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Wait till you get my age.
Oh, yeah, right. I already passed that. I got kids older than you.
So tonight, if you want to call into the show and give a shout-out or whatever, or a trivia question, you need to call in 407-898.
What?
No. I'm doing a Michael.
Yep.
407 894-1680. Thank you, Michael. You did hoax me. So don't do what I did. So, okay. Well, that's the number to call. 407-894-1680. Oh, my God. All right.
We got you.
All right. Well, let's get this one straight. If you want to go to our website, it's Blind and... and in there, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And that goes to the website. You can pull up all our information that you need to read about our advertisers and sponsors. And you can go to our archives, which is a little over 2.5 years from day one of our doing the shows. You can go and listen to that. And if you get any suggestions or ideas or talks to, and Michael will always answer you back, you can write to Michael at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Anything else there, Sheila? I missed?
You forgot the 518 number.
Oh, yes. Because you know what? Michael is at a wedding right now, and I guarantee you he's listening to the show on a 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057.
Not unless he downloaded the app. And he got it in
not on his phone.
Okay, no. All right.
We got the jitterbug.
But you can also listen to it on your iPhone or your Android on TuneIn, or you can listen to it on the Amazon devices or the Google devices by going to TuneIn Radio and asking it to play, asking your friend to play the WOKB 1680.
And when I'm home, I have my girlfriend, Alexa, play the show for me, too.
There you go.
That's right. So, Michael and I have girlfriends.
So you know Alexa, too?
Huh?
You know Alexa, too?
Oh, yeah.
So we got the same girl?
Same girlfriend.
I have two. I've named one Alexa and the other one is Echo. So that when I say Alexa, they both don't go doing.
At the same time. So Echo just repeat after you all day, huh?
It's
an Echo every time you say something?
Yeah.
Echo,
and you gotta love it when you're reading a book and the word Alexa, like a character in the book is Alexa.
I know. I had my TV on a little loud yesterday.
Yeah, that happens.
And she kept saying, I don't know that.
I don't know that.
What?
Stupid.
What are you talking about?
I gotta give a public service announcement out though right now.
Okay, we got 30 seconds.
Yes, well, Michael caused it because it's the governor came out this afternoon and declared a tropical storm warning for the state of Florida, and it's Michael that's out there. I sent Michael to South Florida. Stay down there. Okay, well, I guess here we are, and we're going into our first break.
Stay tuned. We have National Industries for the Blind coming on and going to be our first guest caller. And we have a lot of events going on in October, so please stay tuned. And 407-894-1680, please call in.
The castanets are on the way. There they are. Stay tuned. Stand by. We'll be back.
Ah.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're back, ready to go. And we got some visitors or sponsors calling on in here in just a moment. Guest callers, I'm sorry. I said wrong. Guest callers. But I want to let you know that if you have any questions, just call in anytime, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I got it right this time. Okay. Sheila, I'm going to hand it over to you now for the introduction.
Thank you, Gary. We are very honored to have our guest callers tonight, and because it is National Disability Employment Month, we would like to welcome Billy Parker, Program Director for the National Industries for the Blind, and Ned Rubb, who is a wounded vet, a retired colonel. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great.
Well,
thanks for having
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, good. We are happy to have you. So, Mr. Parker and Mr. Rubb, I went online and I looked up NIB because I've known about NIB for many, many years. I just really didn't realize how vast you are. I was like, wow. So, Mr. Rubb, and I know that you are a wounded vet and you are a retired colonel. So, how long have you been with NIB?
I've been with NIB since I retired from the military, and that's been over two decades.
Wow.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service. And I want to let you know that I'm a Navy CB.
So are you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you are employed with NIB. And what do you do at NIB?
Well, I'm the Veterans Affairs Specialist for Wounded Warriors.
Mm-hmm. So if a wounded warrior is out there that is looking for employment, they would call you?
Well, yes. And, of course, I go out, reach out to veterans, wounded warriors, blinded or otherwise. But we focus on the blind, as you know, and the visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also interested in their spouses. And we are here to help and assist all the veterans that we possibly can. So I reach out through various venues to get in touch.
And what kind of positions are open with NIB throughout the country?
Well, because we're actually a national organization, we have all kinds of opportunities. I know that's a very vague answer, but we have everything from supervision on production lines or in service centers or in base supply stores to people who are in the HR or IT or any of the administrative efforts. So we are interested in all veterans, regardless of their rank, if you will, in the military. Because we think we have opportunities for all the blinded veterans, and we want to take advantage of what they can offer us.
Well, I saw in Florida that you guys are throughout the state, from Pensacola all the way down to Miami, as far as your affiliates. Is that throughout the country as well?
Oh, yes. We're in around 140 locations throughout the nation, and we are even in Hawaii and Puerto Rico, and then we have all sorts of facilities, and then on top of that, we have what we call base supply centers. That are manned by military veterans normally and certainly blinded people, many of whom are veterans. And we have about 150 of those located primarily on military bases. But here in the Washington area, we also have them in many of the federal buildings. And so those are some of the opportunities that we provide for the blinded and other veterans.
And what are your, let's just say, what are the benefits and what is the pay scale and how is that, how would someone apply to work for NIB?
Well, they can call me directly, but I think the best thing to do initially, if I don't reach out to them personally in a job fair of one sort or another, or one of the many events that I go to, the best thing I would recommend is that they go on our NIB website, which is www.nib.org. Not .com, but .org. And we have all sorts of information there, not only about our total program, but among other things, we have job openings and throughout our nationwide network. And if you don't find something that is appeal to you, you can go through the processes that are shown on the website and ask specifically and get more specific information and answers to your questions.
And I did see the Ability One program. Is that what NIB is based on, is the Ability One, or explain that to our listeners?
I'm sorry, you were cutting out, and I apologize for that.
It's okay. The Ability One program, is that what NIB is founded on?
Well, we are part of that. It's really the Ability One program is rather a twofold operation, but we are, of course, the side that is working to primarily work with people who are blind and visually impaired. But the other part of the Ability One program is looking out for people who have severe disabilities of all sorts. But because of perhaps geography, location, why we have some people with many other disabilities, and they, of course, depending on where they are, may be looking or having job openings or positions for those people who are blind and visually impaired. But basically, we're sister organizations under the Ability One program.
And you guys have been in existence for 80 years, am I correct?
That is true as far as National Industries for the Blind is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of the program is was created in 1971.
Well, that's pretty remarkable if you ask me. So.
Oh, yes. Between us, we reach out to people all over the country. And, of course, the total programs are not just for people who are veterans, because we include veterans, and that's who we're looking out to reach out to tonight. But, of course, they're government programs, and they are for all people who have a visual impairment and other disabilities.
Well, I believe Lighthouse Central Florida is one of your Lighthouse Works, which is Lighthouse Central Florida, is
yes.
One of your affiliates, and they happen to be our sponsor, one of our sponsors for the radio show. So, like I said, I went on your website and I looked at everybody that was affiliated with NIB, and I was amazed in Florida at the list. It was just went on and on.
Well, we have a lot of opportunities, and that's what we're trying to get across, is that we are in most states, not quite 100%, but we certainly reach out all across the nation.
But the products can only be purchased by military, is that correct?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. No, we are basically going back a little bit in history without getting too carried away. The program is established to offer jobs to people who are blind and visually impaired in 1938, as you know, as you've mentioned, and it was Depression years, if you think about that, and that was 3 years before the Second World War. But our mission was to employ these folks and to provide certain goods for the federal government customer. Well, with the Second War especially coming on the heels of the law being passed, the Wagner-O'Day Act, we have expanded over the years, and but we also our associated agencies can also supply not only federal government customers, and which of course is both the military and the civilian side, but we can also reach out to some of the civilian corporations. But my primary interest is having them the people with whom I work to work for the federal government, to provide goods and services for the federal government customer.
Right. Excuse me a moment now. If anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, 407-894-1680. Please call in and ask a question.
So do you have jobs throughout the country available? Or, I mean, how, I know I asked this question, but I mean, throughout the country, you have facilities in every state almost? Is that what you said?
No, not quite every state, but we cover the majority of the states. I would have to admit that we are probably the heaviest on the east, east of the Mississippi, mm-hmm. and Texas. But as we go further west, we are pretty well distributed. But again, we are more concentrated in the eastern part of the United States. And but we are, like I say, uh-huh. in most states, at least one or two agencies or opportunities through the base supply centers, which mostly, as I had said earlier, are with on military installations. And so, of course, everyone knows we have military installations throughout the country.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Well, I'm a Navy brat, so.
Well, okay. Well, if you need a job there, Sheila, just give us a call, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, my dad is retired Navy, and my ex-husband is retired Navy, so I'm a Navy brat.
Well, that's great. My son-in-law is a retired Navy officer, and we're proud of him. I personally was in the Army, and so were my two sons. But at any rate... But we're interested in all veterans, and it doesn't matter which branch of service they served in. And as I say, when I say all veterans, I mean just that. They don't have to be blind or visually impaired. That's who we are rather concentrating on, but we are interested in just assisting veterans. And we are also interested in offering positions to wives of veterans.
Wow.
So, military spouses, as it were. So mm-hmm. we have, you know, again, we're open, and we're just trying to assist these veterans.
That's what you call equal opportunity for everybody.
Yes, that's basically the way we look at it.
And is there, what are the ages that you hire? I mean, is there a maximum? I'm probably too old to be hired.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I probably am, because I'm getting ready to retire. So,
so do they have to be like 18, at least 18 to, I mean, well, yeah, they'd be more than that, but they're
at least
in
18,
a service,
right?
At least 18. Yeah, as a civilian or something like that, yeah.
So a visually impaired or blind adult, what's the youngest they can be to apply?
I'm terribly sorry. Again, I apologize for having a poor connection.
It's okay. What's the minimum age that someone can apply for a position?
Oh, well, I'll be honest. I don't believe we have a minimum age, but it might be 16 because we're talking about, employment.
Yep.
But we are, you know, we have people working with us who are certainly teenagers all the way up to some people are in their 70s and maybe even a few that are a little bit older than that.
Wow.
But, so it basically, I think the answer is we're open for all ages, and again, now you have to recall or remember that this is not a strictly a veterans program.
Right.
I mean, I'm interested in the veterans, but
of course.
It's all Americans.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so. If anyone out there wants to find out more, you would recommend they go to the website?
Yes, absolutely. That's, as I said, may I repeat it? It's www.nib.org. And then if you get really interested, you know, beyond just curiosity, why, you may call me or contact me on my email address, and if I may give that to
yes,
you,
sir,
would that
you
be
can.
All right?
Uh-huh. That'd be fine.
Well, that is nrupp.nib.org.
Well, gentlemen, yes,
thank
that's
you
awesome.
Very much
thank
for
you
all that
so
information.
Much for taking your time tonight yep. and being with us, and thank you for sponsoring
we hope you come
the
back.
Show.
Come back.
Well, you are more than welcome, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell people about our program because we are trying to spread the
thank
word.
You.
And
we're going to a break right now.
What we can
awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Hank. Well, thank you so very
okay,
much.
Yes,
I enjoyed it. Good night.
Good night. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be back quickly. Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. We are back. And guess what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to do a trivia question. Chris is sort of trying to look it up. He didn't get quite all the information on trivia questions, so I'm hoping he can find my trivia question. Sheila has a couple in here, but...
Yeah, do that one.
Okay, so we're going to do... He can't find it yet, so we're going to do one for Sheila, and that's her song. So pay attention. You might win something.
407-894-1680. Artist.
Need the name of the artist.
For a long time, because constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take, but it seems like I made a mistake.
The name of the artist. Come on, get it in your head.
Who took too long? I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your heart. That expressway.
Okay, I hope we have a winner out there. Do we have any phones ringing? No song, no rings on a song yet. Now
that's
come
a
on.
Tough one. It's tough. Yeah, it's I tough. Love the song, but
that's
it's
a real
tough.
Good one though. I didn't know who the artist was until I had to pull it up. But
I love it.
I remember hearing this song in one of those movies.
Oh, I remember hearing the song when I was young. But
wait till you get my age.
I got kids older than you.
Well, if you can name the artist, you may win some Dunkin' Donuts. You may win Sonny's Barbecue. Is somebody out there hungry and wants to win? Call on in, 407-894-1680.
So I guess while we're waiting, we'll go ahead and take our next guest caller.
Who would that be? Would that be Eugene?
That is Eugene.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Sheila, Gary, and Chris. How
are
y'all
you?
Doing?
Wonderful. How are you? Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Did you say something? Where's Michael Lynn?
No, he didn't say where's Michael Lynn.
I thought he asked where they're at.
No, he didn't. He said, hey, Chris, how are you? So,
Chris, how are you? Okay, Eugene, what you doing today?
Well, today I'm resting because it's Sunday.
It's a Sabbath, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good day to rest.
But I'm going to be busy later this week.
Yes, you are. And I will see you the end of this week.
Yes, you will.
So, Eugene Bagtee is the president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind chapter for the Florida Council of the Blind. And I asked him to call in to tell the audience about his busy Saturday. So, Eugene, tell us what's going on.
Well, this will be our third annual Low Vision Expo and White Cane Safety Day walk. Mm-hmm. It's going to be held at the Chapel on the Hill, Evans Hall, which is located at 12601 Park Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. It begins at 10 o'clock and will be over at 2 o'clock. Our keynote speaker is going to be Jack Humberg with the Boley Housing Center Development and ADA. And after he gets through making a keynote speech, then we have our councilwoman, Trish Springer, who is a councilwoman for the city of Seminole, and she will be reading a proclamation. And after that, we will go on about a one-mile walk and cross one, two, three, four streets, and then turn around and come back, and at which time the hall will be open, and we have all these different companies there, from Envision America to that's my dog barking.
Hello to you, too.
She wanted to get in.
I'm trying to get in on the conversation, too.
But from Envision America, we'll have Magnifying Aids, Magnifying Solutions, Talking Book Library. We'll have the Lighthouse of Pinellas. We're going to have the voter registration machines there. We're going to have PSTA, which is our public bus service. And we're going to have Care Ride. We're going to have, of course, we'll have our table, and we'll be passing out information about the White Cane Law application for anybody who wants to join the council, plus Florida Council of the Blind. So it's going to be an exciting day. We're expecting about between 30 and 35 vendors there.
That's awesome.
Well, I want to thank you, because your whole setup gave us the thought, and our Monday event on October 15th is going to be similar. It's not going to be as massive as yours, but this is our first
That's
year.
That's our first one.
So thank you for the idea.
Now, we start, the event's on the 13th, so next month in November, we start planning for the next year.
That's awesome. Well, we've got something similar, but, it's going to be really good, and I am so looking forward to coming down and participating.
Yeah, we have anywhere from 250 to sometimes close to almost 400 people there.
Wow. That's amazing.
And it's not just for people that are blind, legally blind, or, visually impaired. It's for their family, their friends, potential employers, for the neighborhood and community to come see what's available for, in development, stuff, equipment, and everything. So it's a good time for everybody that's there.
That's awesome.
And I pray and hope you have good weather for it, too.
Oh, I'm sure if it's not, we're still going to do it.
So if anyone out there has any questions for Eugene regarding his event, or if they want more information, how would they get that information?
Well, they can call me at 727-420-9128, mm-hmm. or they can email me at ragmanfl@gmail.com. That's ragmanfl@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I can send them a copy of the flyer via email, or give them the information over the phone.
Okay. And if anything else fails, they can go to fcb.org and look up your email.
Yes, or you can also go into the Lighthouse of Pinellas webpage, and they have the information on there, too.
Okay. So what else is going on with your chapter?
Well, let's see. We got a meeting coming up the following Saturday, and then in November we have a meeting plus election of officers. Looks like we're going to get maybe two new people this year for officers. We're right at 66, 67 members.
Eugene,
still.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, hang on a second. We've got a caller calling in.
Okay.
Hang on there, man. We have a caller calling in from Fort Hood. I wonder who that would be. Hello, caller. No. Oh, my goodness, the caller.
Oh, it's not a question for Eugene.
No.
Okay. I know who that is now.
No, okay. No, you know who it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Eugene, you continue on if you wouldn't mind.
Let's see, where did I leave off at? Oh, yeah, we got election of officers. We got possible two new people that are going to be officers. And then come up in December, we have our annual Christmas party. And this year it's going to be at the Dunedin Golf Club. Uh-huh. It's always an exciting time. So.
Well, I'm going to try and make it to that. I'm not sure if I can, but I'm going to try.
We're having our Christmas party at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, my house is not big enough to have a Christmas party yet.
That's right.
Well, Eugene, I wish you the best of luck for your event Saturday. And I will be there. I get in on Friday, so I will see you Friday afternoon.
And don't be surprised if I don't call you out when I'm up there doing the announcements.
That's right. There you go.
Call me out. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Yesterday she was called Miss President, Miss President.
That's what I get from several of the people that take me places. They come up and say, hey, Mr. President.
All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And good luck.
All right, y'all take care. See y'all.
Come on up here soon. All right, okay. We'll see you, Eugene.
Take care. Thank you. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, it sounds like we're ready to go into a break.
Yeah, but we're waiting for a
winner. Oh, that's right. We do have
a trivia.
I forgot. Do we have that caller on the line yet? Or anybody, for the trivia?
407-894-1680 for Expressway to Your Heart.
Okay. Oh, okay. We'll take our caller now from Fort Hood, Texas. Who would that be? Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Is that Brandon?
Hi. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, my grandson? Glad you called in. You enjoying the show?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good, good. Do you know the trivia question?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, who is the... What did we look for? The artist?
Uh-huh.
Who is the artist there, Braden?
Those survivors.
You're right.
You are a winner.
Good job.
Okay, so what are we going to send him, Sheila?
He's going to get a $10
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. Congratulations, Braden.
Yeah, save me a couple. I'm coming up Thanksgiving now.
Congratulations. I'm coming with you then.
Thank you for calling in, Braden. We're going to a break. We're going to a break now. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going on break. We'll see you on the other side. Is it the top of the hour yet?
Not,
huh?
Not yet.
Not yet, but we'll be back. Hang tight. Here we go.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.com nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Purina believes every pet deserves the best life possible. And helping your pet live his best life starts with the food you feed him. But it doesn't stop there. That's why Purina is committed to the highest quality and safety, innovation, and nutritional breakthrough that improves the lives of pets every day, like they have been for over 90 years and counting. You can find the Purina pet food that's right for your pet wherever you like to shop. To learn how Purina nutrition to impact the life of your pet, visit Purina.com. Purina.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com. This message is brought to you by asharedvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. AsharedVision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. AsharedVision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit AsharedVision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome, welcome back. Yes, we're back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we got just a couple more minutes of this first hour, so I'm going to turn it over to Sheila. Okay, we got about 2 minutes, according to my headphones here. So I'm going to turn it over to Sheila.
Yes, I want everyone to know out there that if you are not registered to vote in Florida, the day for registering is Tuesday, October 9th. That is the absolute deadline. And elections are November 6th. Early voting starts October 22nd and goes to November, I think it's the 4th when it ends, so early voting. If you are a resident of Florida and you have moved, you need to make sure your address is correct on your voter registration. So call the Orange County Supervisor of Elections or whatever county you're in and ensure that your address is correct, that you are registered. And if you are blind or visually impaired, we have accessible voting machines that you can go in and request to use. So please get out and vote. It is so important that we use that right and we get out there and let our voices heard. People do not vote enough, and it is so important.
And Michael would say that for sure.
It's very important, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. You got to go out and vote. If you don't vote, don't complain.
That's right. Exactly.
Don't say nothing. I don't want to hear your mouth.
Yep.
Because I'm going to tell you to put a sock in it, jockey.
So our next hour is full as well.
And so we're going to let you go now and hang tight. Sit there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back at the second hour. Stay tuned. Hang on.